Welcome back to Flat Baroque and our presentation of selections from the London Symphony Orchestra and John Aldiss Choir's 1972 performance of Gaetano Donizetti's Annabellina. We're now entering Act Two, set in London. Here, Enrico, or King Henry VIII, has imprisoned the Queen, Anne Boleyn, in her London apartment. Lady Giovanna, or Jane Seymour, arrives to help the Queen escape her impending execution and tells the Queen that if she confesses her love for Percy, the King will grant her freedom, giving him cause for divorce. This is all the King wants, she says. The Queen, loyal to her duties and marriage oath, refuses and wishes her successor a crown of thorns, unbeknownst that Jane is the object of the King's current affections. Jane, then full of guilt, reveals that she is the King's secret lover. Queen Anna is furious, but finally calms down when Jane convinces her that the king is the guilty one here. At a meeting of the Council of Peers, hoping to save the queen, Smeaton falsely testifies that he has had relations with her. Unknowingly, Smeaton sets the queen's fate in stone. Percy and Anna are brought into the council's antechamber separately. Percy claims that he and Anna were married prior to her marriage with the king, but the king does not believe him. Anna pleads with the king to keep this news from the public eye, but is ready to give up her life. Jane fights for Queen Anna's life, but the king ignores her. The king dismisses everyone, and the council decides to execute all three of them, as well as dissolving the king's marriage to the queen. And in the last scene of Act Two, within Queen Anne's cell in the Tower of London, her stress and grief have caused her to become delirious, and she frantically recalls her past memories with Percy. Percy and Smeaton are then brought into her cell, and Smeaton begs her for forgiveness. She looks down at Smeaton in bewilderment and asks him why he isn't playing his music. Moments later, the sounds of cannons are heard, signaling the king's new marriage. Queen Anne snaps out of her temporary delirium and then curses the king, and full of pride, she then marches to her own execution with her head held high. So here we are now at Act 2, Scene 1 of Donizetti's Anna Bolena.
canzone impari.
Bella,
che questa gioia bella al suo cospetto.
Oh, Thank you. Svenami tu, Sì, Oh!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.